The email begins, "Dear Albany Move On member." It's from one Michelle Scher, who started a petition on the left-leaning MoveOn.org website regarding Citizen Koch, the TV documentary about the Koch brothers and their involvement with the Tea Party, which, according to the petition, has been blocked from airing on WMHT.
This documentary supposedly exposes the Koch brothers, who wants the Tea Party. And I think it's very important for the American people to see all sides of an issue, and having a television station be intimidated to not show something, it just, to me, sounds big brotherish and the beginning of further censorship, which is not supposed to be what our freedom of expression is about, especially a public television station. So I started a petition, and I've been very surprised. There's been quite an amount of signatures.
Some of the signatures appearing on the online petition suggest that people signing it believe they are appealing directly to WMHT. WMHT Executive Vice President Scott Sauer says he was aware of the petition and was surprised because WMHT had aired the program on three occasions, November 13, 14, and 17 of 2012.
It's a program that we aired when it was originally offered and actually have repeated it since that original airing. So it, in fact, has aired multiple times here on WMHT.
When Scher, who lives in Beacon, was informed that WMHT aired the program in 2012, she explained that wasn't, quote, the impression I remember when I was asked to start the petition from MoveOn.org. She did not disclose the identity of the individual who requested she start the petition. She is listed as the first person to sign that petition back on August 17th of this year. MoveOn's website says, quote, MoveOn Petitions is an open tool that anyone can use to post a petition advocating any point of view. Scott Sauer has the last word.
I think it's always best, if you're going to be starting a petition, forwarding an email, writing an email, to check with the source, to check and see what the real situation is, and not just take something that you see on social media at face value. These are, in most cases, worth investigating. And in this case, this was an email that we saw, but had no prior contact from anybody who was sending it out. And I think all could have been avoided with a simple phone call or email to WMHT.
Sauer says there are no plans to run the program again. The Koch brothers are billionaires who have spent heavily on conservative causes and candidates. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.